Oh, Kansas, land of proud carnivores and steaks so big they hang over the edges of their plates. Cattle are our heritage, and we are justified in our meat pride. I admit to the world that I love Kansas beef more than any other kind. I'm an omnivore and always have been, but when I first moved back to Wichita from San Francisco, I was mostly a vegetarian. I lived in a cooperative with several other women, and we pooled money for food every week. We then shared the labor of shopping and cooking. Our poverty made us vegetarian for practical reasons. I didn't miss meat in my diet, mainly. I'm not ashamed to admit that I would occasionally date inappropriate people just to get them to take me out to eat barbecue. San Francisco, unlike Wichita, was a wonderful place to be a vegetarian. There were fabulous non-meat restaurants on every block. Wichita, and the Midwest in general, used to be a very challenging place to eat out as a vegetarian. If you are interested in a constant rotation of Alfredo sauce, pasta primavera, and cheese pizza, you can get along famously here. Things are changing, though. We have a great new restaurant that's not only vegetarian, but vegan. De Sozo is a completely vegan cafe that serves excellent inventive vegetarian food that will leave even die-hard carnivores very satisfied. I love the Provençal crepe, stuffed with a ratatouille-like, garlicky, tomato-y vegetable stew and soy cheese, which is not at all as weird as it sounds. Their sandwiches are delicious and served on some of the best buns I have ever eaten, and they come with thick-sliced oven-roasted potatoes. You'd better guard those potatoes if you're having lunch with me. They serve smoothies as well. I tried one with kale, parsley, and banana that was odd, but delightful and refreshing. So drop that bone you were gnawing on and give De Sozo a try. They are not open on Saturday, but you can get your vegan fix every other day of the week. Prepare to be pleasantly surprised. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandock.